From everyday problems to profitable startups. How to find an idea people will pay for. Finding a startup idea can feel harder than actually building the business. Many aspiring founders believe they need to invent something completely new or discover the next billion-dollar breakthrough before they can begin. Others make the opposite mistake. They rush into the first exciting idea that enters their mind without checking whether customers actually need it. Neither approach works particularly well. The best startup ideas usually begin with a real problem, a specific group of people experiencing that problem, and a founder who understands the market well enough to create a better solution. Your idea does not have to be perfect or completely original. It needs to be useful, testable, and capable of improving as you learn from customers. This guide explains how to find startup opportunities, evaluate their potential, and test them without wasting large amounts of time or money. Stop waiting for the perfect startup idea. Successful companies rarely begin with a flawless idea. Google was not the first search engine. Facebook was not the first social network. Dropbox entered a market where several file storage products already existed. These companies succeeded because they improved the customer experience, executed effectively, and continued adapting their products. That is the first major lesson. You do not need to be the first. You need to solve the problem better. At the same time, you should not commit years of your life to a random idea simply because it sounds exciting. Take enough time to research the opportunity, understand the customer, and examine the existing alternatives. Then choose a reasonable starting point and improve it through customer feedback. Think of your first idea as version 1, not the final destination. Start with a real problem. One of the most common startup mistakes is beginning with a product instead of a problem. Someone may say, "I want to create an Uber-style app for plumbers." That describes the type of product, but it does not explain why customers need it. The real opportunity may be that homeowners cannot find plumbers who are available immediately. It may be that customers do not trust the pricing. Property managers may struggle to coordinate repairs across several buildings. Plumbers may also be losing jobs because they respond too slowly to inquiries. Each of those problems could require a different solution. Before deciding to build an app, ask, who is experiencing the problem? What exactly is frustrating them? How often does it happen? What does the problem cost them? How are they currently solving it? Why are the existing options not good enough? Once the problem is clear, you can determine whether the right solution is software, a service, a marketplace, a physical product, a consulting business, or something else. Technology should support the solution. It should not be the only reason the business exists. Where good startup ideas usually come from. Startup opportunities are everywhere, but they are often hidden inside problems people have learned to tolerate. Look for processes that are slow, expensive, confusing, repetitive, unreliable, still completed manually, dependent on paperwork or spreadsheets, frequently criticized by customers. You may notice these problems at work, while running a side hustle, dealing with a service provider, helping a family member, or operating within your local community. Whenever you find yourself asking, "Why is this still so difficult?" you may be looking at a potential business opportunity. However, not every frustrating problem can support a profitable startup. The next step is evaluating whether the opportunity is strong enough. How to evaluate a startup idea. A useful startup idea should score well in four important areas. 1. The problem is painful. The problem must matter enough for customers to take action. A minor inconvenience may generate complaints, but that does not mean people will pay to remove it. strong problems usually cost customers one or more of the following: money, time, missed opportunities, lost customers, stress, safety, productivity, compliance, reputation. For example, a contractor missing leads because of slow response times has a measurable financial problem. A company manually preparing compliance reports may be spending dozens of employee hours every month. The more serious and frequent the problem is, the more valuable a reliable solution can become. 2. A specific customer experiences it. Everyone is not a useful target market. You need to know exactly who experiences the problem and who would pay for the solution. For example, instead of targeting all small businesses, you could focus on independent plumbing companies with fewer than 20 employees, local medical clinics struggling with patient scheduling, property managers responsible for multiple apartment buildings, oil and gas contractors managing safety certifications, small retailers that cannot afford enterprise cybersecurity services. A clearly defined customer helps you build the right product, write better marketing messages, and identify where buyers can be reached. 3. The market has room to grow. The market does not have to be enormous on day one, but the opportunity should have a believable path toward growth. Look for evidence such as customers already paying for competing products, large companies operating in the same category, a growing industry, new regulations creating demand, new technology making better solutions possible, an underserved geographic area, a customer group existing providers are ignoring. Competition is not automatically bad. Existing competitors often prove that customers are willing to spend money. Your job is to understand what those competitors are missing. Perhaps their products are too expensive, difficult to use, poorly supported, or designed for larger companies. You may be able to serve a narrower customer group more effectively. 4. You have an advantage. Founder market fit means that your background gives you a useful advantage in solving the problem. Your advantage may come from professional experience, technical knowledge, industry relationships, certifications, access to customers, local market knowledge, a trusted audience, a distribution channel, a strategic partnership. A nurse may recognize patient communication problems that a software developer would overlook. A logistics professional may understand shipping delays better than someone who has never worked in transportation. You do not have to be the world's leading expert. However, you should understand why you are better positioned than the average person to solve the problem. 7 reliable ways to find startup ideas. 1. Study problems in industries you already know. Begin with your own experience. Write down every job, business, side hustle, certification, and industry you understand. Then think about what appeared broken in each environment. Ask yourself, what task wasted the most time? What software did employees constantly complain about? What information was repeatedly entered by hand? What process depended on spreadsheets, email, or text messages? What did customers repeatedly request? What did the company build internally because no suitable product existed? This is one of the strongest ways to find startup ideas because you already understand the industry and its customers. An internal tool built by one company may solve a problem experienced by hundreds of similar businesses. 2. Pay attention to things you wish existed. Personal frustration can reveal valuable opportunities. Notice when you say, "Why is there no easier way to do this?" "I wish someone provided this service." "Why do I need several tools to complete one task?" "Why is this unavailable in my area?" "Why does this process take so long?" DoorDash grew from a problem its founders experienced when they struggled to get food delivered in the suburbs. Your own inconvenience does not automatically prove that a large market exists, but it can provide a strong starting point for customer research. 3. Talk to people. Working in specific industries. Potential customers may not know what startup you should build, but they usually understand what frustrates them. Speak with business owners, employees, technicians, managers, contractors, and professionals in industries you find interesting. Ask practical questions. What part of your work takes too long? What task do you still perform manually? What mistakes cost the business the most money? What software do you dislike using? What do customers complain about? What problem would the company pay to remove? Do not pitch your solution too early. Listen for repeated problems. When several people independently describe the same frustration, you may have found an opportunity worth investigating. 4. Look for new opportunities created by change. Major changes often create new business opportunities. These changes may include new technology, artificial intelligence, new regulations, new devices, changes in consumer behavior, cybersecurity threats, remote work, digital payments, automation, affordable sensors and connected devices. PlanGrid, for example, used tablets to make construction blueprints easier to access digitally. The business became more practical after devices such as the iPad became widely available. Today, generative AI is creating opportunities in customer support, employee training, document analysis, marketing, cybersecurity, content production, and workflow automation. The opportunity is not simply to add AI to an existing product. The better question is, what important problem can now be solved faster, more accurately, or more affordably because the technology has improved? 5. Examine successful companies for underserved markets. You can study growing companies and look for customers, regions, or industries they are not serving well. For example, a successful platform designed for large corporations may be too complicated or expensive for small businesses. A service popular in major cities may not be available in smaller communities. A general-purpose product may not meet the regulatory needs of healthcare, construction, finance, or oil and gas companies. Do not simply copy an existing company and describe your idea as Uber for X or Airbnb for Y. Your variation needs a clear reason to exist. It should solve a problem that existing providers have overlooked. 6. Explore boring but essential industries. Founders often ignore ordinary industries because they do not appear exciting. However, boring industries can contain some of the best business opportunities because they often depend on outdated software, manual processes, and poor customer service. Examples include payroll, waste management, safety training, medical billing, fleet maintenance, equipment inspection, commercial cleaning, insurance documentation, building permits, industrial supply, compliance reporting. Customers in these markets may not care whether a product is trendy. They care whether it saves money, reduces errors, protects them from risk, or helps them complete necessary work. A boring problem with paying customers is often better than an exciting product with no clear demand. 7. Investigate difficult problems. Others. Avoid. Some ideas remain available because they are difficult to execute. They may require certifications, industry partnerships, regulatory knowledge, complex operations, or specialized technical expertise. Stripe entered a difficult market because simplifying online payments required relationships with financial institutions and a deep understanding of payment infrastructure. That difficulty discouraged many potential competitors. You should not pursue an idea simply because it is hard. However, you should not reject a strong opportunity because it involves paperwork, partnerships, or learning a complicated industry. Sometimes the difficult part becomes the company's competitive advantage. How to know whether customers really care. Positive feedback is not the same as demand. Friends and potential customers may say, "That sounds like a great idea." That statement feels encouraging, but it does not prove they will pay. Look for stronger evidence. A potential customer may agree to test the product, join a pilot program, pay a deposit, sign up for a waitlist, pre-order the product, introduce you to a purchasing manager, share internal information about the problem, schedule a follow-up conversation, replace an existing paid solution. Actions provide more useful information than compliments. The strongest validation is usually money, but even a serious commitment to test the solution can provide valuable early evidence. Test the idea before building the full product. You do not need to spend thousands of dollars building an app before speaking with customers. Start with the smallest version that allows you to test the main assumption behind the idea. Depending on the business, that could be a landing page, a clickable prototype, a paid consultation, a manual service, a product demonstration, a wait list, a pre-order, a spreadsheet-based solution, a pilot program with one business. Suppose you want to build scheduling software for contractors. Before hiring developers, you could manually help three contractors organize their leads and appointments. During the process, you would learn which information matters, where mistakes happen, how workers communicate, and what customers are willing to pay. You might discover that scheduling is not the biggest problem. Perhaps the real issue is responding to new leads quickly or reminding customers about appointments. Testing early helps you discover the real opportunity before you invest heavily in the wrong solution. A simple startup idea exercise. Create a document and divide it into four sections. Section 1. Your experience. List every industry, job, business, project, side hustle, and certification you understand. Section 2. Problems you have observed. Write down every process that appeared slow, expensive, confusing, unreliable, or outdated. Section 3. Evidence of demand. For each problem, answer: who experiences it? How frequently does it happen? What does it cost? How is it being solved today? Are customers already paying for alternatives? Who makes the purchasing decision? Section 4. Your advantage. Explain why you are positioned to solve the problem. Your advantage might be industry knowledge, technical skills, customer relationships, local access, a trusted audience, lower operating costs, or a new technology. Select the three ideas with the strongest combination of problem severity, customer demand, market potential, founder advantage. Then speak with potential customers and test the most promising idea before building the complete product. What aspiring founders should remember. You do not need a magical startup idea. You need a painful problem, a specific customer, a believable market, and a solution people are willing to pay for. The best opportunities may already be visible in your workplace, industry, community, or daily routine. Pay attention to repeated frustration. Behind many successful companies is a founder who noticed a problem everyone else had accepted as normal. Your first idea does not need to become the final version of the business. It only needs to be a strong enough starting point to help you learn. Start small, talk to customers, test your assumptions, and improve the solution based on real evidence. That is how everyday problems become profitable startups.